Hello and welcome to Strange Talk with Doc. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on with my voice, but it'll work its way out. I hope that you had a good weekend. I hope that everything is good with you, and I hope that everything is good with yours. And I'm going to say something to you, and it's not going to be profound. It's not going to be something that you don't already know, but I hope that you are actually living it. I hope that you are actually putting it into place. You have to enjoy anything you love as many times as you can, because trouble is always nearby, people. Trouble is illness. Trouble is a pandemic. Trouble is riots, unrest. Trouble is the law sometimes. Trouble is not having enough. So if you love anything, if you love anybody, enjoy them as much as you humanly possibly can. Do not act like you got tomorrows and next year. If somebody's on your mind, you need to speak to them, call them, and call them as you hear this message. Don't wait. Don't delay, because we don't have that luxury. I live in America, and America is a violent place, and shit can jump off at any second. It does not take a particular action to make something jump off. It's just the way it is. I don't know how it is where you're from, but I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, America. And it's always been like that my entire life. People are willing to go all out as though you're in a war zone for no apparent reason. You don't know the reason is on their mind, but it happens all the time. And I just want you to make sure that you enjoy life. I'm not going to tell you to live, laugh, love bullshit. That's cliche. I'm not telling you how to enjoy something. If you like shooting basketball, shoot a million before you die. Shoot a million. You love your children, hug them 1,000 times a month if you can. Don't let a day go by that you don't do or think about doing what you love. Make plans for it. Preparate for it. Save money to do it. Whatever it takes, do what you can. You go around one time. You don't live like a fool because it's going to, you know, that YOLO thing. But you live like you want to really say when it is over that you have done everything possible to have the best life that you possibly can. That the people around you will love you because of the way that you lived your life. And you could be an example to others how to live a fulfilled, joyous life. I just, you know what? We've seen what this world is going through for this last year and a half. It's been devastating on everybody. It doesn't seem to be slowing down, man. I had to wake up this morning and hear that a Jaselyn Adams, a 7-year-old girl from Chicago, was murdered while sitting in the car at McDonald's with her father. I mean, that's heartbreaking, people. That's heartbreaking. I'm not a cold-hearted man. Stuff like that bothers me. A 7-year-old child should not be shot down in the street just going to get a fucking Happy Meal. You know that, and I know that. So we got COVID-19 cases. They're up to 33 million here in the United States of America. 582,000 people have died due to this virus. We have 209 people now vaccinated. Worldwide, we're up to 142 million cases. 3.1 million people have died to this dreaded pandemic. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine had to be pulled. People are getting blood clots. I don't have all the particulars. You probably know just as much as I do, but it's kind of a scary thing. A lot of people wanted the one-shot deal to get it over. And by the way, I get my second shot this Thursday, the 24th. I believe it's the 23rd, 24th, whatever. It'll be my second shot. And then 2 weeks after, I'm supposed to be fully vaccinated. I look forward to it. I had took the Pfizer shot. I didn't really have any ill effects other than I do believe that it made me very constipated, which I haven't heard as a common side effect, but that's the way it affected my body. My wife really didn't get affected at all. She didn't have any ill feelings, which I am so glad. You know, she has allergies, and I didn't want her to be sick. I'll take the pain any day over her taking one drop of pain. I'll take 15 drops of pain. That's just the way I feel about her. So we had this Brandon Scott Hall. He goes on a rampage and he kills 8 people at a FedEx warehouse. I mean, here we are, we're back to the mass shootings. As soon as we get around each other, as soon as we come out, we're right back. And I just want to say rest in peace to Matthew Alexander, Shamira Blackwell, Amaji Jolo, Jay Wanda Kerr, Jazz Wanda Singh, Amajit Shion, Kaylee Smith, and John Wesler. These people lost their lives just going to work, doing whatever they was. And this Brandon Scott Hall decided that not only did he want to kill himself, he wanted to bring harm to other human beings. And it really makes no sense to me. I also want to say rest in peace to Black Rob. You know Black Rob, he was a bad boy rapper, mostly known for the song Whoa, like Whoa. Even though I think that you cut his career down and you make it less important than it is by just saying it was the one song. He was on a lot of remixes. He was on some songs with DMX. He was a very good rapper. It just didn't happen for him for whatever reason. I'm not going to get into the bad boy thing. I'm not going to get into the Puffy thing. I was not there for that. So I don't know how that went down. But I just know that Black Rob passed away at the age of 51. He had some liver disease, I believe, and he had been going through that for a while. And I feel bad that he had to go out so young. We also lost Helen McCoy. She was 52 years old. Most people are going to know her from Harry Potter, but I basically know her as Polly from Peaky Blinders. And I'm wondering, how are they going to go forward? This was a base character in Peaky Blinders. Aunt Polly is like the glue that keeps the guys together. I don't know how they're going to do that. As far as I'm concerned, she is a huge part of that show. And so I say rest in peace to Miss Helen McCoy. We also lost Felix Silver. He was 84 years old. He played Cousin It, people. You remember Cousin It from the Addams Family? The hairy dude with the bowler hat and the shades, the little fella. Cousin It was great. I enjoyed the Addams Family. It was a fun show. There's nothing like that today. I don't even think it can be duplicated. And if it was or would be, I think it would be weak. So rest in peace to Mr. Silver. Bernie Madoff also died. And who really gives a rat's ass? He was 82 years old. He was a swindler, a thief, a manipulator, a scandalous person. He hurt people. When you take their life savings, that is committing murder to some families. People save their money forever. But here's one thing that you can never do. You can never trick an honest person into thinking that they're going to get something for nothing. They understand that they have to work for everything that is given to them. So if I have $100 and you promise me $5,000 back for my $100, I know that you're up to no good and I'm not going to get involved, but that's just me. We also had this 13-year-old boy, Adam Toledo. He was shot by the police. He had his hands up, but it was a bang bang decision. I believe that he did have that gun and I believe that he did drop that gun. But the cop didn't seem to wait an additional second. When the hands went up, maybe something in his brain should have registered, stop, back down, get to the ground, face down. You got help, cuff this boy, take him away. Because situations like this, when it is white people, they seem to survive these situations, even when they're more heavily armed. I am talking about people with ARs arrested. This kid dropped the weapon. It's very clear he had one. Then it was very clear that both hands were up. He's not a magician. So there was no way that he could magically make the gun reappear. But we will see what's going to go on from that. That Kimberly Porter, the 26-year vet from Minneapolis who killed unarmed Deontay Wright, who claims that she didn't know the difference between a taser and a 9mm. She has resigned. I think she resigned so that she can get away with trying to collect her pension. The police chief also resigned out there, but she has been now charged with second-degree manslaughter. I know the family is screaming for higher charges. They should put second-degree and third-degree so that the jury eventually has more options to convict. You'll never be able to really convict a cop of first-degree. I don't believe that Derek Chauvin is going to be convicted of first degree. They might get him on second or third, but they will never get him on first, because the intent, that means that you had to be purposely thinking of murdering somebody when you left wherever you was and ran into the potential or the eventual victim. And I don't believe that's going to happen. So now we have violent clashes everywhere. Chicago, New York, Minnesota, Raleigh, North Carolina had some violent clashes last night. I mean, I don't know what these people want. These people are hurting people who are running businesses who might feel the same way that they feel. I mean, these are just business owners. They're not legislation. They are not senators. They're not congressmen. They're not aldermen. These are not people who create laws and bills. These are families that have struggled just like you have to make it through this damn pandemic, to feed themselves. It's a dream. Maybe they went to school to build this business, and to have it destroyed over and over again because people are upset. And I understand being upset. I understand it fully. I understand it 100% because I'm upset, but I'm not going to hurt another human being because I'm angry. That is not going to change anything. We need Biden. We need Kamala Harris to speak up. We need the Department of Justice to say, we are going to come down on these law enforcement officers with the full extent of the law, that we are going to break qualified immunity as a right in every state in the union. We need to get rid of qualified immunity for every single police officer. When they know that they can lose their children's college funds, that they can lose their homes, their cars, their 401k plans, they will back up. But because this is no harm, no foul, as far as their pockets are concerned, they've been running with quote unquote immunity to do as they please. They say, state, you pay the $20 million. I ain't paying that motherfucker a dime. But this is what we need to do. But until we hear the White House say something, because they're being as deadly silent as Trump was. And I am disappointed in both Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris for sitting on their hands on this. It's been the last 3 or 4 weeks have been outlandish as far as incidents with citizens and the police. And for the White House to be silent makes no damn sense. So this dumbass Army drill sergeant, Jonathan Pentland, he's a 42-year-old man. He gets himself bumped up to first sergeant in the United States Army. Took probably a lot of hard work. It probably took a lot of willpower and things of that nature to even get climb that ladder. And he throws it all away basically because he wants to harass a young black man who's walking through. And if he did think the young black man was up to no good, you let the law handle it. You don't stand out in the street and get into a debate with this gentleman. You do not stand out in the street and shove this gentleman. You don't get to the point where you have to leave your own home in the middle of the night like Frankenstein after being arrested and suspended of your duties in the United States military. What does he do from here? What does his mindset become from here? He becomes another angry white man with maybe a gun? He really needed to think this out, and he really didn't. So the closing arguments are going to start today for both sides in the Derek Chauvin case. Derek Chauvin decided to plead the fifth. You kind of understand that he didn't want to self-incriminate himself. And what was he going to say to actually defend his actions? There was nothing. So I kind of understand that. So both sides, like I said, have rested. And the closing arguments are going to start Monday. Minnesota's bracing themselves for hell if the wrong decision comes down. Minnesota, America, Floyd family, I wish us all luck. We need justice in this case. We did not get it for Breonna Taylor. We still have Abidu Audrey out there, but we need this one. This is the flagship case in America. This will tell black people everything we need to know about the judicial system and us. For the 900th time, they get the chance to do the right thing, and we shall see. You know, so Biden did do something good this week. He nominated Kathleen Wernham to serve as the Secretary of the Army. And if she's confirmed by the Senate, Ms. Wortham will be the first woman to serve in that position. And so good luck to her. I hope that she's more than qualified. I hope that she's a good candidate, that they picked her because she's the best at this position, or potentially the best that they can find at this position. I do not care about male, female, gay, or straight. All I want is qualified people in the jobs that they're qualified to do. We don't need a brain neurologist like Ben Carson running HUD. That made no sense under the Trump administration, and we can't have repeats of things like that in the Biden administration. So I watched this show called Them. Them was a 10-parter. It was a long, hard journey, people. I'm not going to jive you. It was a long, hard journey to make it through this, because the Black family in this series, Them, were getting abused for 9-10 episodes. I mean, an hour one episode, you was watching them take losses, being harassed racially, physically, emotionally. And so it was hard. But there was one episode, and I can't really tell you much about it, but I'm just going to say Cat in the Hat, Cat in the Bag. Cat in the Bag was traumatic. It was brutal. It was something that I'd never seen before on television or in the movies. And I wish that I never saw it to begin with. But I guess they needed that to really punch home a point they wanted to make. So Them, I would say thumbs up. Give the show a chance. But like you've been warned that it will be brutal. If you hate Black people, you will love the show. Family Guy. So we find out on Family Guy that Chris is not actually a Griffin after all these years. He was stolen from some Dutch family by Lois. Isn't that interesting? So no wonder he looks different than they do. And no wonder he's blonde and they're not. So it kind of makes sense. This Is Us this week was a very good episode. You had the Kevin and Randall brother issues and Randall's fantasy family. I thought that was very good. SVU and Organized Crime were both very good episodes this week. Finally, Organized Crime, they starting to turn the ship on the gangster, which after three episodes, I thought the gangster was winning entirely too much, but it was good to see that. I also watched a movie called Bad Trip with Eric Andre, Little Rail, and Tiffany Haddish. This is in the vein of Jackass, Bad Grandpa. And actually, they pulled this off pretty damn good. So I tip my hat to Lil Rel, Tiffany Haddish, and especially Eric Andre for putting out a good movie that was funny, stupid, and just made you feel good at the end. So that's what it's about. That's what entertainment should do. It should make you think. It should make you feel either good, bad, or indifferent, and it didn't fail by leaving you empty. I finally watched Godzilla vs. Kong. I thought the CGI was off the charts. You could see every flow of hair. Godzilla looked good. Kong looked good. Was the storyline with the kid, the Black man from ATL, and the two kids or two teenagers good? No, that was like comedy relief in the middle of a very serious situation. But overall, I really enjoyed Godzilla vs. Kong. I would say go out and watch this movie if you get a chance. It's well worth your 2 hours. It was kind of short to me, but it got to the point. The fight scenes were awesome. I appreciate it. I look forward to more movies coming from the Monster Island crew. Now that Skull Island has been retrieved, we can go there and hopefully we can enjoy more of these mega monster movies in time comes. I listened to a Peter Gabriel album called Plays Live. It was a remastered album and it's called Plays Live. This is outstanding. Peter Gabriel live and in concert, remastered, so it's digitally beautiful. He sung these songs fantastic. I appreciate Peter Gabriel is one of my favorite artists, and I really enjoyed this. I even found songs on this album that I thought I was a huge Peter Gabriel fan that I'd never even heard. So I did appreciate that. and I think it's a great album, so give it a chance. I finished up WrestleMania 2, Night 2, and I thought Edge, Roman Reigns, and Daniel Bryan put on a hell of a show. I thought Sheamus and Ridley was very good. Apollo and Big E was good, even though Apollo had to use this Dabo Kato to win the belt. The Fiend and Randy Orton, I'm glad that's over with. I had enough. I did not really enjoy the Ripley-Oscar match. I didn't think that they had good chemistry, but for people to come down on night two of WrestleMania didn't make sense. I thought that these people worked just as hard. They worked just as good as night one. Night one might have had better matches, but it wasn't like night two was a waste. WWE also released some people. One that shocked me was Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe was good in the booth. They released the Iconics, which I don't think is that big a deal. The Iconics were never going to really go anywhere. I don't see them being very skilled performers, so what can you do? They had the RBC Heritage Golf Tournament this week, and Stuart Klink won. So congratulations to Stuart Klink on winning the RBC Heritage. I love golf. I watch it as much as I can. Actually, to tell you the truth, I brought this Acemet Golf Viewfinder, and I did say that I would kind of review it. It does what it's supposed to do. It gives you the distance. It finds the flag. It puts the target, the slope. So I appreciate it. For about $100, I did not think this was that bad, especially since I'm not going to spend $400 and $500 on one of those Bunnings or whatever the hell they call. This is good enough for me. I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses. So this thing is good for me. Matter of fact, I've been going to the range, going to the course, and my wife, after 150 years, has decided that she wants to start swinging golf clubs. There's no late time in life to start, and she has pretty good hand-eye coordination, so she's getting that ball off the mat pretty damn nicely. I'm very proud of her. I'm proud that she would take interest in something that she usually just sat back and watched me. So now she's a part of this world with me. And I appreciate that. Not only does she watch it, she now is going out and learning to play. So that's a beautiful thing. We had Jake Paul fight Ben Askren. A lot of people came down on Ben Askren. And I'm not going to, because I'm going to tell you this. Ben Askren is a wrestler, people. The skills that it takes to learn to be a boxer are not taught overnight. They're not learned overnight. I had 84 amateur fights. I know a little bit about boxing. I know that it takes time. It takes energy. It's a science, and you need to learn the science. Jake Paul just happens to be a little bit deeper in class than a lot of these people that he's fighting, like Nate Robinson and Ben Askew. And I also say that if Jake Paul wants to be taken serious, it's time for him to fight a guy who also had at least an amateur background or who has started a professional boxing career. Other than that, you're watching the WWE. I thought the ref stopped the fight way too fast. Ben was up. He was on his feet. He was talking to the referee. It was like he was stumbling. And now you get dropped. People get dropped. I've dropped many people over the course of my life. And I never had a ref on one punch other than the fact that the guy went out, come and just stop the fight. This is what it's called, fighting. You give the opponent, especially a guy with the background of Ben Askren, you give him a chance to fall on the sport. They gave Nate Robinson more chances to fall on the sport than they did a professional fighter, and that made no sense. We had a UFC card this weekend, Whitaker versus Gaslam, and Whitaker kind of blew Gaslam out. It was nice to see Jessica Pena get a victory. It was very nice to actually see Jessica Pena get a victory after all these years. And dumbass, little heathen, Jeremy Stevens shoves the car close to the chest and has to have their fight canceled because Close actually suffers some form of an injury. There's a reason that Dana and that other guy step in between you. This is about money and marbles. You do not fight on the weigh-in day. You do not fight on the stare down day. You fight on fight night. Save that energy for the octagon. Now he blew a payday. He caused this man to blow a payday, which is not fair to close his camp and his family. And he should be held accountable for this, fully held accountable for it. Just like this young lady who did not make weight. It was a 135-pound fight. They bumped it up to 139, and she didn't even make 139. She came in at 147, which would be 2 pounds above the next weight class. And that's ridiculous. This is supposed to be a professional athlete who takes their crap serious. And this is unexcusable. I don't even know how Dana's going to deal with her, but I just know that what she did made no sense, because how do you come in 11 pounds overweight? Really, 11 pounds overweight, people. Now, this weekend, for UFC fans, we got the card. I'm going to say on paper, this is one of the best cards that I've seen in years. We got Kamaru Usman going up against Jorge Masvidal. Zhang Weili is fighting Rose Namajunas. Valentina Shevchenko is fighting Jessica Andrade. Chris Weidman is fighting Uriah Hall. Then even on the undercard, you got people like Alex Cowboy Oliveira versus Randy Brown, Carl Robinson versus Brandon Allen. I mean, like I said, if you got nothing else to do, and this is a pay-per-view, yes, a pay-per-view, the prelims are going to be on ESPN and ESPN Plus, but this is one of those cards that is a must-see. If you have never seen UFC, this is the type of card that you invest your time. You're going to see the best, most violent women that they have against some of the best men also fighting each other. So after 12 years in the NBA, NFL, 3 Super Bowl champions, and a Super Bowl MVP, Julian Edelman has retired from the NFL. Julian Edelman, you had a hell of a career. I'm sure the Patriot fans will never let you buy a drink in New England. And right off into the sunset, man, enjoy your Super Bowl championships, your MVP, and that great career that you had. LaMarcus Aldridge also had to retire this week, 15-year vet of the NBA. He was experiencing an irregular heartbeat. He had heart problems going back all the way to 2006. I wish him nothing but the very best in his life going forward. Did he deliver for my Spurs like I thought he should have? No, he did not. He's been a disappointment to me as far as that goes. But as far as the man, heart issues and stuff like that, and I did a show just 2 weeks ago on heart issues. I wish him nothing but best. I wish him nothing but health. I wish him nothing but happiness in his retirement. So Jamal Murray, man, I feel so bad for Jamal Murray. He tore his ACL in his left knee, and he'll be out indefinite. I hope that he's young. I hope that he can bounce back from this. He's a pretty spectacular player, and I don't see the Nuggets really going anywhere now that he's been injured. I really think that this is the end for the Nuggets. They're going to probably get bumped in the first round. The West is tough. And I'm going to talk some NBA, basically. I'm going to talk about enjoying life again, and I'm going to get you out of here, okay? Tonight, we got the Warriors versus the 76ers. My Spurs are taking the Pacers. The Suns are playing the Bucks. The Jazz are playing the Lakers. So that's a big night for a Monday night in the NBA. Tuesday, you got the Nets versus the Pelicans. We don't know what's the deal with Durant's thigh. So Durant might not be playing. Harding's not playing. They lost Aldridge. So the Nets are in flux right now. We don't know what's going on with them. But they're going up against Zion Williams. And for people who have not seen Zion and want to see Zion, this is an opportunity to do it. Also, a very good game tomorrow is the Clippers versus the Trailblazers. You get a chance to see Kawhi go up against Damian Lillard. Wednesday, you got the Suns versus the 76ers. Joel and, Ben Simmons, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul. Then you got the Heat versus the Spurs. And then the Nuggets play the Trailblazers. They got the Joker, but like I just said, Jamal Murray is injured, so he won't be there. Thursday, you got the 76ers versus the Bucks. These are two teams that might have to bump heads in the playoffs. So every time they play is pretty interesting. You got the Suns versus the Celtics. And the Lakers play the Mavs. AD has returned. Luka's there for the Mavs. So that's always going to be an interesting game. Friday, you got the Nets versus the Celtics. The Nuggets take on the Golden State Warriors. Saturday, you got the 76ers at the Bucks again. You know how it's going with the NBA with travel. They're trying to bunch these games up. If you play somebody and you have other schedule, they try to get them over with. You also have the Lakers versus the Mavs again. And also the Nets versus the Suns again. So as you see, on Sunday is basically a repeat of the games from Thursday. But they need to do that to stay as COVID safe as humanly possible. We don't want NBA players affected with this, not at this late stage when they've done pretty good. So we started off by saying, enjoy what you love as many times as you can, because trouble might be always nearby. Trouble is something that is unavoidable. It's out there in the atmosphere. It's in the air. You can go look for it, but you don't have to look for it for it to still exist. It could be in your food. It could be in a car. It could be just because somebody is a lunatic and you cross paths with them. So we have to. I mean, it's almost mandatory. It's almost a must that you enjoy. I don't care what it is. Don't overindulge. Never take more than you need of anything. If you like a beer, it doesn't mean you need to have 250 beers in a sitting. Sit back. Sip something, enjoy it. Enjoy the moment, enjoy the sun. Enjoy having oxygen in your breath. Take nothing for granted, take nothing for granted. Be grateful for everything. I am talking about grateful for heartbeats, grateful for lung air in your lungs, grateful for sight, the ability to touch, to taste, to feel, to smile, to laugh, to love. And I'm just going to tell you like I tell you each and every time, people, peace to you and peace to yours.